News Radio KMAN. Good morning. It's 7:03. I'm Dave Lewis. Joining us on the phone this morning with our regular update on COVID-19 aspects as they comes into play here locally, Julie Gibbs, Riding County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, I know you always seem to have new numbers, and we talked the other day about numbers stabilizing somewhat, and I suppose we can still say that that's somewhat true, but let's talk about where we stand right now with numbers in Riley County beginning with new cases.
Sure. So we have only had two new positives since Monday, so that's very promising. We'll likely add a few more today. We've had 428 so far. Out of those, 110 are considered active cases, so we're still monitoring those individuals. We have had 314 recover, so it is nice to see that number quite a bit larger than the active cases. And currently, we do have 185 pending tests. We've had a total of 4,213 negative tests in the county so far. And currently at the hospital, well, as of last evening, there were three individual COVID positive patients in the hospital, none of them on vents at this time.
And that's good news there, and wishing those three well. And of course, you know, we have a number of folks that are struggling with COVID-19, so we wish all of them well this morning. The testing process, still having some troubles with the lag between getting the test done and getting the results?
You know, it's getting a little bit better. I think our labs are catching up. A couple weeks ago, we were looking at a 10-day result time, so people waiting for their tests were very anxious, and rightfully so. Having to wait 10 days is just too long. We're looking at about 5 to 7 days now. That's still a little longer than what we'd hoped for. And of course, it depends on where you get the test, depending on which lab they use. Some labs are a little faster than others.
Okay. If someone does come down with the virus and they're waiting on the test, I mean, what's the time frame from by the time they feel like they're having some of the effects of the COVID virus, as opposed to, you know, when they are finished with treatment? Or do you delay treatment until, you know, they get is there a delay in the treatment until they get positive results?
Yeah, so most of the individuals that we have monitored have very mild symptoms. So we just encourage them to stay home. They need to isolate at home until they do get those test results. And in the meantime, you know, we encourage them to rest, get plenty of fluid, and just stay away from others, or try their best to stay away from others until they get those results back.
Do you have a total number of those that have been hospitalized with COVID-19 here in Riley County?
Not right now, but I sure can get that number.
I think that
would
be interesting information to have, so we'll talk about that sometime down the road. But, you know, I think that would be a pretty good barometer, especially, you know, with the concerns they had early on about the capacity of hospitals. That was one of the concerns when we first started doing these reports when Bob Koppel would talk with, was, you know, they thought that there would be some challenges. That hasn't quite been the case as of yet. So hopefully it continues.
Right.
So. Order number 16 is in effect. Give us some updates on what Order 16 means for the community.
Sure. So we issued Order number 16 last night to go into effect tomorrow morning at midnight, to be precise. We know that's not a very long turnaround time. It's pretty short, actually, and we did not intend for that to happen. But we did have to have many different conversations with our commissioners, of course, with the mask, you know, whether to do a mask mandate or to strongly recommend mask. So we had that conversation on Monday. And we take a lot of other factors into consideration. So we look at all the data that's available to us when making these decisions. We get information from the clinical task force, from the hospital, from our recovery task force. We also have many conversations with our region, so Pottawatomie County, Geary County. We want to know what they're doing so we can somewhat fall in line with what they're doing as well. And also look at what status is at Fort Riley and at K-State. So we take many factors into consideration when looking at new orders. Order number 16 is similar to order number 15. The biggest difference is we don't have an end time. So this could be put in place for the rest of the year if needed. We can make adjustments along the way. We'll certainly know if this order is effective 2 weeks from now. But that is the biggest change, is that we don't have an end date on this order. So until it's amended, we'll keep it in place. Another big change is the event request form that we have put in place. So the mass gathering size is still at 50, but if you want to have an event more than 50 and you're able to be socially distant with your individuals, we will have you fill out a request form. That's actually found on our website, RileyCountyKS.gov. Be very detailed with that request form, and we can work with you through that process to make sure that your event is safe. We certainly don't want any COVID-positive people coming from events, and I know that organizers don't want that to happen either. So we want there to be safe events, and that's why we're putting out this request form. We are actually developing a subcommittee to look at these request forms and make that decision on whether the event should go on as is or if they need to make some further adjustments. Another change in this order is with the restrictions on the bars and restaurants. We are keeping the screening form in place, so they are to screen all employees before the start of every shift. And they're also still required to close at midnight, except for delivery, curbside, or carryout options. The difference is there is no more dance floors, no more standing room only. We're encouraging bars to basically look more like a restaurant. So people are to be seated. No one's to be standing, waiting, not congregating around the bar, and dance floors are closed. We know that with contact tracing, a lot of our individuals came, stem back to the bars. And we know that that is a high-risk population and it is a high-risk activity. And so that's why we want to make those changes with the bars.
Do you police that activity? I mean, do you get reports from, like, say, RCPD? Do you work in conjunction with them? And or fire department, as far as, you know, those types of gatherings in those bars where there may be dancing?
Yeah, absolutely. We do have representatives from the fire department. Actually, the fire chief, Scott French, is on our command staff, as well as AD Muldrip is on our command staff as well, and Captain Friedline. So we do get reports from them. Of course, they get reports from officers, and we'll bring it up to the command staff. We are enforcing this order, and so we want people to comply. We want people to comply without having to enforce. And really, that's been the case with mostly everything in our order so far. We do get some complaints from citizens, and we take those very seriously. We do follow up on those complaints.
Is it similar in terms of, you know, like bars, you know, some time ago, several years ago, when things started getting a little bit crazy with Fake Paddy's Day, in terms of the number of people that were in a bar, the fire, the capacity? Do you still go on kind of like a 50% capacity rule for the bars and restaurants?
Well, we didn't put that in our order, but we're hoping that with this with the seating options only, that will limit capacity in itself. And so, yeah, we'll continue to monitor that.
What else does Order 16 include?
Really, the same things that you saw in Order 15, aside from the distinctions that I just talked about. We encourage everyone, of course, we strongly encourage everyone in the county to wear a mask. It is, of course, a mandate here in the city of Manhattan, but certainly we strongly recommend everyone to do that, especially when you're in a public place or when you're outside and you're not able to maintain that 6 feet of social distance.
And all the details on Order 16 are available on the county's website.
Yes, RileyCountyKS.gov.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Julie?
Just want everyone to have a great day and stay safe, wear your mask, and wash your hands.
Try to get through hump day safely and healthily.
That's
goodness.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Julie Gibbs, is Vivian doing the report this coming Friday for us?
No, it'll be me.
It'll be you. Ha-ha, you got stuck with another one.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Julie. Julie Gibbs is the Riley County Health Department Director and also local health officer, and she's been doing basically about three reports a week for us here this morning, and we will continue some reports again next week as well on an as-needed basis. Julie, have a good day. We'll talk to you Friday.
Thank you.
7:12 in the morning at News Radio KMAN. We'll be checking in just a couple